How do patients get screened for depression? For many, it is a set of questions asked at their doctor's office. You may have been asked some of them. Are you feeling down? Is it hard to concentrate? Turns out, this questionnaire is the brainchild of a marketing man, Howard Kroplick. He worked for Pfizer, the maker of the antidepressant Zoloft. Olivia Goldhill is a reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, and her story reveals for the first time the origins of this test. It's known as PHQ-9. Olivia, tell us more about this test and what it asks.
Sure. So as you say, it's incredibly widely used. So anyone who's had any kind of mental health condition will likely have been given it, or even if you don't have any mental health condition, because it's used as a screening tool, meaning it's used, you know, when you go to the doctor, if someone isn't planning on mentioning their mental health, just to check and see. And what I discovered was, so this tool was funded by Pfizer, but nobody's ever kind of got the details of how that happened. Mm. And I discovered that the whole idea for it came from a marketing man who, you know, worked to try and create greater awareness about Zoloft.
Yeah, tell us about this guy.
Yeah, so he's a very interesting man. And I will say he also seems very well-intentioned. You know, he wanted to help doctors to better understand depression. But he also, you know, he's on the marketing side. Pfizer, he got them to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in investing that tool. And he naturally kind of portrayed it to them as a way of saying, you're missing a market here. Primary care doctors aren't engaging in depression. We need to make it easier for them to find depression, which naturally would have business interests for Pfizer in expanding the market for Zoloft, which is what happened. This marketing man recruited three very credible scientists who worked on developing the tool, but he was the one who kind of had the whole idea and pitched it to Pfizer and then later pitched it to doctors trying to get more use of it.
And you ended up speaking to him. Did he have any idea it would become so widespread?
He had no idea. He actually didn't even know it had become so widespread until kind of a couple of years ago when he went to the doctor's office. What the article traces is what happened to that tool and how it has become so widely used and potentially misused. It's kind of become a crux in this system. So it just becomes this very quick and easy tool where patients are given a questionnaire, they are checked boxes, and then they're handed a prescription. There's very little kind of nuance or understanding because this is a tool designed to recognize depression. But a big problem is most mental health conditions, you will score high on this. So if you have trauma or OCD or ADHD, mm-hmm. and all of these people, if you just get a PHQ-9, you'll just likely walk away with an SSRI prescription, mm-hmm. which isn't necessarily to the benefit of everyone.
Olivia, you spoke to Callie Williams, a patient from California, who took this test at her OBGYN's office in 2016. Tell us about her case.
Yeah, so she was a really interesting case of what doctors worry about happening. You get this test as standard when you're pregnant as part of screening. She was a patient who scored high on the PHQ-9, and the doctor said, you're going to need to take Zoloft. Callie Williams said, well, I have ADHD and I can't take my medication at the moment because I'm pregnant. And I think that's what's going on. You know, could I get a referral to someone who's a psychiatrist with more expertise in mental health care who can help me? And the doctor said, no, the PHQ-9 says you're depressed. Mm. If you don't take Zoloft, we're going to mark you as non-compliant. And that's a very, I think, striking example of box checking gone wrong and the lack of nuance and support that can sometimes go with over-relying on it.
And so what happened with Callie?
Yeah, she took the Zoloft. It didn't help at all. After her pregnancy, she managed to find a doctor who helped her, and she said it was absolutely transformative. You know, she's now got a 4.0 GPA in college, as well as working full-time and being a mom. She said she really mourns the years that she lost through being misdiagnosed as simply depressed.
Finally, Olivia, Zoloft made more than $3 billion for Pfizer in 1 year in 2005 alone. What did Pfizer say when you contacted them?
Well, they said, you know, we developed this tool because we care about patient interests, and that was it. The people I spoke to throughout the pharmaceutical sector, they pointed to kind of this tricky balance of both trying to help patients and trying to make money. And basically, I think those were the two goals of the PHQ-9, to expand the Zoloft sales and hopefully to help patients. The question now, decades on, when you look at the data, we're really not doing well at treating depression. Rates of depression are higher than ever. There's this question of when you try and marry patient interests with business interests, there can be a risk that the business interests win out and that we need to reconsider whether this tool is actually helping patients.
Olivia Goldhill is an investigative reporter with STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, and our editorial partners. Olivia, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on.